This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the 8th. I love the number 8. Come on, let's cuddle up to a puppet. Hello, good morning, good mid-morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. Even if you're listening to the on-demand replay, this is the 8th of December. This is 1-2 Radio on a Monday morning if you're stateside. My name is Erica Longdon. I'm your host on a Monday morning and also your host and advisor on 1-2 Listen. And I was just thinking today in my meditation abundance how grateful and blessed I am to be living this life. Somebody said this week, I think it was in a Christmas cracker. Yeah, don't ask. We had an early Christmas lunch. And it said, what's your dream job? And I said, well, I've got it. So it's lovely to have your company today. I can see lots of people coming in the Facebook chat room already. It's buzzing. Let me just refresh it because I know that Laura Kasdan Fulton is then in there. I know that my Libra sister, Maureen White-Varner, is also in there. I am sure that I just saw Jennifer Hart come in there, who's just down the road from me here in Cornwall. Let me just go and have a look. I'm pretty sure my mouse is just not wanting to mouse today. It's having a moment. I'm pretty sure I've got Pamela Snow in there as well. Let's have a look. And Renee, good morning to Renee as well. You are in there. Yep. I think I have said hello to everybody. Just let's check. Yeah. I have. If you want to come in and join them, oh, it is so nice in that room. They're such gorgeous people. Very simple. Go to 12radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side. One of the options there is to chat along with all the other on-demands and everything else. It is a treasure trove. Go take a look. Also, I have to give a shout out to Polly Ford, who's down the road in Penryn, and to Erin, who I know listens to the show but isn't always around to get in the chat room. So I did that. I am going to be doing readings on today's show as well. In the chat room, I can see you already asking for that. I'm sitting here just to set the scene because Jennifer Harter, who's down the road, good morning to Joni Thompson. I've just seen you come in the room. Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road, has sent me a message saying, hang on to your hat and roof and the cats tonight. It's a lot of rain. I mean, it is very, very, I'm going to call it seasonal here in Cornwall. Although, in fact, we've already had more rain than is normally expected for November, and December's obviously setting off to be the same. It is wild and wet and windy and crazy, and I have my cup of tea and two black cats, Magic and Merlin, both of whom, it has to be said, are shut out of this room at the moment, because while Magic is an absolute gorgeous lady, she's like the little cat in my tarot that sits on the Empress's lap and the Queen of Fire's lap. Merlin is, well, Merlin is Merlin. He's tricksy. He's getting the hang of it. He's going to be a great healing cat when he grows up, but he just likes to chew through electric wires and bat all the pens off my desk. So he's shut out. For your safety, he is shut out. But I did pull a card today before all that set in. And for you, whenever, wherever you are, if you can't get in the chat room, and I totally appreciate that not everybody can, I want to pull you a card. So I did. It comes with Archangel Jophiel, which means the beauty of God. Very much, archangels don't have genders, but we perceive them in kind of masculine or feminine ways or roles, if I can put it that way. So I kind of see Jophiel as a feminine energy and the colour of a beautiful fuchsia pink colour. And she accompanies the card, the world. And interestingly, the glyph for Saturn as well. So the inference is that things are coming to a completion. There has been a learning. There's been a lesson. It's been taken on board. Above her head, she has the infinity symbol, which of course is the figure 8, turned sideways, which I find very appropriate today as it is the 8th of December. And as I said, I love the number 8. It's the number of abundance. When you tip it on the side, it's a number of infinity, which to me says abundance. Actually, if you don't apply it to time to take resources from Mother Earth, but if you look at it at the broader sense of the universe, abundance is infinite. We are so loved and supported. And I know people would take issue with me and say over that, well, what about if you live in a war zone? And I cannot even begin to imagine the pain and distress of people who live in places like Gaza. But for most of us, abundance is very possible. And even in Gaza, you see miracle stories that just take my breath away of open-hearted care and loving and community, which kind of happened in London during the Blitz in the war as well. People really stepped up so that even in the darkest places, there is a form of light, a form of abundance. And you could actually argue that in places where it is most dark, that light of kindness and compassion and community shines most brightly. So I'm going to leave that one there. I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, but I did want to tell you I've got the card for you, The World, with Jophiel, which means that something, it has successfully come to a close. It's a time to celebrate what the loop that has gone past, whatever you learned from it, and know that a new stage in life is beginning. And that, I suppose, is particularly relevant to the astrology. You're going to have to ask Mark Husson about this more carefully. But all these planets that have been retrograde are now going forward. All I can say is after the 2 weeks I've had, hallelujah. I mean, I know some of them have been retrograde for a lot longer than that, but yes, it's a lovely idea to see information going back and then see it come forward again as it comes past you. It's a chance to do over, a makeover for life, and maybe correct some of the mistakes that you made the first time. I do get that, but I'm so glad the retrogrades are over. I really, really am. So let me take a look. I've just put my cards down. Oh, there they are. I couldn't find them. I'm having that kind of day. The more right-brained I get, the less I can organise. So I can see lots more people coming in this Facebook chat room. So just let me have a refresh and take a look and see where we are at with that. Don't forget while I'm looking, of course, that Mark Husson follows this show. And I am so looking forward to his take on what December has in store. I'm feeling very positive about December. I really am. Scorpio territory was hard work for me this time. So let me have a look at these comments. Let me turn you all the right way up. We don't want people who are upside down. So there we go. Good morning, as I said, to Laura Kasdan Fulton. My mouse is having another moment. Good morning to Maureen White-Varner, to Jennifer Hart, to Renee Andrews, to Joni Thompson, to Jean McIntosh, to Tara Elizabeth Haliwati. Did I say that right? And to Pamela Snow. I will get in there and do you readings as we go along. In fact, I'm going to do them now before I forget, because I am having that kind of week. I think it's what my mother would have gently called scatterbrained, dear. Don't be scatterbrained. Sometimes it's good to be scattergrained. So good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. I'm clearing the deck. I have my beautiful angel tarot deck with me, with which I have just finished channeling my January starscopes, because I was so desperate to get them done, because I will be away travelling over Christmas and into the new year. And if I didn't get them done in this week, you weren't going to have any starscopes. So anyway, I've done them. I do like the outlook, I have to say, for next year. This shedding of the skin, this year of the snake, when so many people have had to learn to let go or release things, or things have got stuck. It just feels like, oh God, it's been hard work. Do you know what? It's shedding of the skin. It felt to me like trying to take off a pair of boots that were too tight, and you push and you pull and you kick and you can't get out of them. We're almost there. We're almost there, especially with all these planets going forward again. So if you've had that kind of year, I just think next year with the fire horse on the 17th of February is just going to be fabulous. And all the astrologers are saying everything takes off in March. I can't wait. Hallelujah. Anyway, good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. I've now got my deck organised, which I use to channel my January starscopes. And there comes your card. Oh, excuse me. I've now got a frog in my throat. Excuse me. I'm just going to grab my giant cup of tea. Oh, that's better. And say that you have a fabulous card. You have a dragon on your card. It is a fire card. It is the page of fire, or the page of wands, if you like your traditional tarot. The page is the same little boy who was in the Ace, but he's grown up, he's a teenager now, he's got more about him, and so has his dragon. This is about being enthusiastic, optimistic, creative, sometimes impatient, because it's that youth, it's the page, but it's news of exciting opportunities and just allowing your creativity in that way that you can when you're still a teenager and the world hasn't got at you. Allowing your creativity and your enthusiasm and your inspiration about the world to flow. And given that we've just had the World as a significator card, a general reading for today, Laura, I just think this season is going to flow very well for you. Just be open to everything it can bring for you. Okay, Maureen White-Varner. Okay, there's an essay here. Bear with me while I deal with this. Well, your nest is empty. Your youngest has purchased a home, moved in with his girlfriend, Meg's home from med school and taking a break in Cancun, and your oldest son Ryan is now single again, which you think is something to be very grateful for from what you're saying. Sounds like it. And you would like a card for the new adventures ahead, if time permits, of course, Maureen. And I have to tell you, Maureen, that you Libras are going to love the starscope for next year, for January. It's a goodie. It's going to be good for us. So a card, please, for Maureen White-Varner. There we go. Interesting. Major Arcana card. Love these. It comes with Archangel Shamuel, who is the angel sometimes of love, but not romantic love. This is unconditional love. Sometimes opinions differ. Some people say lime green is his colour. Some people say a very light pink. I'm a pink person. That's how I perceive Shamuel. It comes with the card The Awakening, which in standard tarot is the Hanged Man. And this is a picture of the man who started life as the dreamer, the fool, the beginning of this journey. And he's paused on this journey and he's hanging upside down from a tree. And everything that he had in his little bag that was with him when he set out on his journey is falling out of the bag, because it's time to take a pause and completely reevaluate what is in your life. Well, given what you've said in the chat room, that makes entire sense. It's a time for pause, it's a time for reevaluation, it's a time for gratitude. But it's also behind him, behind this tree, is a road that forks in two. And Shamuel is the archangel who finds us things we have lost, or helps us find our way when we begin a new journey. So I would say take time, reevaluate things well, Maureen. Perhaps ask Archangel Shamuel and meditate with him and just get him to show you the possibilities of the roads that lie before you, because your life is entering a new phase. And I hope that will be helpful. Okay, moving forward to Jennifer Hart down the road, saying, hang on to your hat and roof and the cats tonight. Looks like a lot of wind and rain coming in. Straight in your direction. Oh, thank you for that. A card, if possible, of course, Jennifer, of course. So, thinking of you nestling slightly further into Cornwall, not quite getting the brunt of, I'm built into a cliff, next stop Spain. So if it's coming my way, whoops. Okay, thinking of you and your peacocks that live in the area, hoping they all hide. I know they wreck your garden, but I hope they're all safe. So a card for Jennifer, please. That was half the deck. Let's clear the deck. A card for Jennifer, please. There we go. You like this. Peace. Peace and quiet. This is the Four of Air. And it's illustrated beautifully on the card I've got, because this is a female warrior, but she's taken her armour off and put it down at the side of her. And she is sitting meditating in front of a beautiful stained glass window with the words Pax, peace, on it. This is about finding peace in your thoughts, coming to peace with things that have been going on. And because I know your story slightly, I can imagine a couple of those. It's coming into that peaceful place and just trusting that when you meditate like that, which I know you do regularly, that the universe is just going to line things up. Maybe not in a hurry, although with the astrology I'm told we're going to get yet next year, maybe it will be, but just spend some time in peace, and maybe use that space for gratitude, my guides tell me, to pull in that which you need from a peaceful rather than an anxious place. So I hope that's helpful to you. Batten down the hatches, Jennifer. Good morning to Renee Andrews, waving at me. You always send nice hello waves. Good morning to Joni Thompson. Good 8 day to you. You're also grateful. Absolutely. Would like a card. Clear the deck. A card for Joni, please. What would you need to know at this moment on this 8 day? And there we have a card. Okay, so I have two things going on here. In fact, three cards come out, but they tell a story here. Because right in the middle, I think there's something, an emotion, a feeling, a connection from your past, from your childhood, that perhaps has created a pattern, an emotional underlying pattern in your life. Now, you'll know if this is true, that when we come into this very busy holiday season, it triggers you, because I have a card about stress, about taking on too much and thinking we have to be everything and do everything in order to be that perfect person. And I don't know if you've got a loop coming from your past about that, when you either saw the example of that in your family or that has been put upon you. But I do have it, the good news, with the best card in the deck, apart from, well, there's two. One's the victory card, the other one is this one. It is the Nine of Water. This has a genie on it, and it is the wish card. So what do you wish for yourself this season? Make a wish, preferably in front of a candle, and blow the candle out and go for it. Enjoy. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. Life continues to be an adventure. I'm glad to hear it. That's what we want. Who wants a dull life? I want an extraordinary life, even if it does turn me upside down occasionally. A card for Jean, please. Let's have a look to see what you need for your highest good. Okay, can I have a card? I'm just taking my focus inward to the deck, which is what you need to do when you're shuffling cards and they're not coming to you. Just refocus. There comes the card. An air card, a swords card. This is our thoughts. This is the mental process. And it's an eight of air. Now, this shows me that something has been causing you to think that you're stuck, or that you can't move forward, or you can't see the way forward, or you can't see a way to have the conversation, because it's a swords card, it's an air card. And this is beautifully illustrated with Archangel Shamuel. Again, he comes in. Shamuel, who finds us the way forward when we can't see it. And this lady is in a beautiful garden, and there's a walled garden and a beautiful metal gate with angel wings, and the gate is open. She can easily walk through it, but she's got a blindfold on. She can't see the entrances there, but she's in the process of taking the blindfold off. And as soon as she does, and the blindfold is our thinking of, I can't see a way forward, and this is a blindfold. As soon as you take that blindfold off, you will instantly understand what needs to be done. So I hope that is helpful to you. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Let's have a look what I can do for a card for you. Just keeping an eye on the clock. Yeah, I'm fine for time. Fire cards. Fire, fire, fire. We are coming into this fire energy astrologically. A double whammy. Next year is the year of the fire horse. It's going to go forward so fast. But also the planets are changing, which I will ask Mark Husson to explain better, because I'm not an astrologer. But we're going from water and earth to fire and air. And you know how air makes fire combust. It's going to be a very, very passionate time going forward. And you have two fire cards. You have the first one with Archangel Ariel. And this is the Seven of Fire. When we find ourselves having to stand up for ourselves or our belief, and Ariel works with your root chakra to ground you in this process. And I have it with the King of Fire. Perfect. Someone who's motivational, who's inspirational. So this is, if you've been having to stand up for yourself and suddenly you get the King of Fire, this is people seeing you for the motivational person you are, and not the people who've been naysaying what you're trying to do and the light that you are shining into this world. So I hope that is helpful, Tara. Good morning to Pamela Snow. Hello, 12 friends. Happy Monday. Absolutely happy Monday right back at you. Good morning to Kat Garner. Well, you would love a card. Okay. Cat, what does Kat need to know for her highest good? I'm just tuning into this deck. Let me just clear them again. Which is what, if you don't get readings on your cards, never be afraid to just stop and clear the deck, and then you hear what happens. Ooh, I like your card, Kat. Queen of Earth. She is luscious, this woman. She's so powerful. She's sitting on her throne in a beautiful velvet and gold, red dress with a golden plate. This woman is practical. She's accomplished. She's loving. She knows how to turn the metaphysical, the wish list, into something practical that manifests. Nobody manifests quite like the King and Queen of Earth. And this is the Queen, and she brings that beautiful feminine energy to it. So, and we are on the 8th, the day of abundance. So maybe spend some time today just thinking, what is it that you want to make material in this world that you feel in your heart? Thank you. Oh, I've got the boss in the house. Good morning to Mark Carson. I've just got time to say hello to you before we get to your show. I cannot wait. Well, you're there, Mark, so, and you haven't asked, but I'm going to do you a card anyway. So let's just clear this deck and wish you a good show and that all your technology works. And what card can I send to Mark today? What significator? There we go. Wow, that flew out the deck. Beautiful water card, not surprising with Mark, because you have so much water in your chart. I have a page. Actually, no, it's not the page. I'm looking at the dolphin. It's not the page. It's the one. It's the Ace of Water. A beautiful little baby mermaid holding a cup of promise in front of her. It comes with Archangel Haniel, the Archangel of Love, but not just romantic love, of being connected to the planet, of a heart-centered person, a caring person, someone who's very truthful and will share their truth. And this is always about a new emotional beginning. So I wish you all of that, Mark, in your show and in your life. Okay, where am I? I have got about 2 minutes left. I know Mark says that I can always go up to the top of the hour. I just want to refresh this page and make sure that I haven't missed anybody out. You'll have to bear with me because I think the weather is getting into my internet here. I do live in a, not a remote place, but it's fairly wild and windy and difficult where I live in Cornwall. If you imagine a cliff and I'm kind of built into it, no, about, I don't know how many feet up I am, probably about 50 feet, and there's 29 steps up to my house. I will never ever need a gym. I have to carry all my shopping, parcels, you name it, they have to come up there. So let me just have a look at these comments and take a look to make sure that I have said hello to everybody. Bear with me while the mouse gets its act together. There are no cats in this room, mouse. You can behave. It's quite safe. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Mark's a perfect read. You are very welcome. Okay, my time is coming up. Don't forget, if you would like a personal one-on-one reading, we are coming up on 1-2 day on 1-2 Listen. I'm trying to work out what day it is. If today's the 8th, it's just before the weekend. I think it's Friday when, of course, 1-2 Listen will be on sale, and I will do my very best to be in there. And if you're stateside and you don't see me live on the phones, you know I've got email-based services. You could always get hold of me for a written reading, or you can ask me for an MP3 reading, which is exactly like I'm talking to you now, except it's a recorded MP3, so you get to keep it for posterity. Whoa, that show flew by. It really did. I love doing this. I'm so looking forward to the rest of the day here on 1-2 Radio. So thank you so much for your company and your beautiful wishes and your cheery words. I look forward to sharing the space with you again next week. Until then, lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.